In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate another feast of the dedication of a church, not of this church, nor of our cathedral in Salt Lake, nor even of the Pope's Cathedral, St. John Lateran, but of another of the two papal basilicas in Rome, the Basilica of St. Peter, the Vatican, and then the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. These two basilicas have a great number of things in common. In no particular order, they are part of the major basilicas of Rome. And the major basilicas are, you should remember, because if you ever go to Rome, you get a special plenary indulgence for visiting all of them. There is St. Peter's and St. Paul's and St. John Lateran and St. Mary Major's, and I think St. Lawrence, but I'm not sure. I think there are five of them. But if you go to visit four of them, you're good. They were also built by the Emperor Constantine, or at least the original ones, because neither of these basilicas is the original building. St. Peter's was, as we know, built by the Emperor Constantine, and then it fell into disrepair, so much so that in the 15th century and the 16th century, it had to be torn down and rebuilt. So we have the current Basilica of St. Peter's. And now the Basilica of St. Paul lasted much longer, but in the early 1800s, it burnt down and it was rebuilt on the same site as close to the original as was possible. In fact, on the very same foundations. But what's really important about these two basilicas is both of them were built upon the tombs of the apostles that they commemorate. The Vatican is built upon the tomb of St. Peter. And for a while, in the last century and a few centuries before that, people poo-pooed that. They said, oh, that's just tradition and legend. We don't believe that. And then the popes had an excavation done underneath St. Peter's, and they found the cemetery which St. Peter was buried in, and when you visit the Scavi, you walk through the very streets of that cemetery, and you come to the tomb of St. Peter, and his remains were found in there. And when they examined the remains forensically, they found they were of a man of the right age, from the right time, who had been crucified, St. Peter. So, yet another score for tradition, and another zero for skeptical scholars. Well, in St. Paul's, for the year of St. Paul, which was just a couple of years ago, they were sprucing things up and they were looking for things, and they found the tomb of St. Paul. And they drilled a hole through it and stuck in one of those little cameras. And they saw the remains of St. Paul in the sarcophagus. And so in both cases, it has been proven that they were built upon the tomb of the apostles. And what's interesting about St. Paul's is because he was a Roman citizen, he was executed by being beheaded. But in either case, they didn't execute criminals within the city, they executed them outside of the cities. And both of them were buried near where they had been executed. And so today, we celebrate these two great basilicas, but we also celebrate the apostles upon which our church is built. You know, the Peter who the church is built upon, as according to the words of our Lord himself, the apostle to the Jews. And then St. Paul, the one who brought the gospel to the Gentiles. The two princes of the apostles, we have their images here in the church. And we remember today that our church is one holy Catholic and apostolic. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.